Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. Well, you know the deal. If it's 4:30 on a Friday, then it's time to find out what you're going to find if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. We bring in the expert, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And if you haven't been to the website, they've got great information. Plus, you can get some great merch there as well, nanticokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher is here, and I think we teased a little bit, but I know a lot of folks on the shore real excited for this weekend.
Oh, you know it, my friend. It's one of my favorite times of the year. This is the second split of duck season for the state of Maryland. Starts tomorrow, and we'll have it in for 2 weeks. It'll run through until the Friday after Thanksgiving. So super excited about that happening. But of course, we're still in deer season. The rut is on. Whitetails are rutting, so it's a great time to be in the woods. In Maryland, we actually have the youth deer hunt this weekend. So it's a firearms hunt for Saturday and Sunday. And in Delaware, firearms actually just started today. So that'll be running for the next 9 days in the state of Delaware. And then duck season will come back in Delaware on the 25th. Of November. So right around the corner. But yeah, I tell you, Gary, we got so many things to do, whether you're in the woods, in the marsh, whatever you like to do, you can get out and go do it.
Now, Captain Dave, you mentioned the youth hunt in Maryland tomorrow. Does that mean that you can take a child out and like they don't need a license? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, no, the youth hunter actually does have to have a license, but they have to be with a licensed adult. So they'll get the hunt with a firearm, even though it's not firearm season yet in the state of Maryland. They get the hunt with a firearm as long as they have a licensed adult with them. And it's a great opportunity to let the kids harvest a nice buck, especially before what we call the Orange Army hits the woods. And we put a lot of pressure on the deer and they tend to go a little nocturnal. So it's a great chance for the kids to harvest something really special for them, get themselves a nice trophy.
Well, and it's cool to continue that message that you tell us at the end of every week to get a child out enjoying the beautiful nature that we have here on Delmarva.
That's right. And that's what it's all about. And I tell you what, Gary, I actually have 3 youth hunters in town. They're coming in tonight. They'll be at our lodge, and we've got some special gifts for them, and then they'll be out hunting Saturday and Sunday. But I got to check. I believe we're actually filming on Sunday for Outdoors Delmarva with Jason Lee.
You know, it's so funny. I was going to ask you, because the running joke here at the Radio Ranch is Jason Lee's bad luckedness when he gets out on a hunt. So I was curious if he's been doing any practice. So I'm glad to hear that he'll be joining you on Sunday.
Well, we're going to find out, right? We're going to find out. So if Sunday's a bust, then he still has the curse. But hopefully it's getting better.
Well, one thing I know he's not cursed at is fishing. He was out earlier this week and caught a little rockfish. But, you know, obviously it's still the time. Even though it's getting a little chillier, I know there's still some activity out on the water, right?
That's right. Yeah, matter of fact, on the fishing side, striped bass is so popular right now. The trolling with umbrella rigs, you know, you just pull them behind you with a heavy weight to get them down to that depth where they're hanging out. They're in 25 to 30 foot of water, but super effective. And so is casting. Casting and jigging some soft plastics is working really well right now, too.
And I understand you're going to be pulling double duty tomorrow, right? You're getting out for the ducks and dropping a line.
I am. We have a special trip that we do called a cast and blast. And so tomorrow I have a group coming down from New York that will spend the morning shooting sea ducks out on the bay. And then we're going to go do some rock fishing in the afternoon. So hopefully they get to go home with some trophies and some delicious rockfish in the cooler.
You can set that up for yourself as well at nanticokeoutfitters.com because that sounds like one heck of a day.
It is. It's a great day. And I tell you what, Gary, I actually have an opening this Thursday. And then next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday just opened up. That was booked by a party that unfortunately had a death in the family. And so I've got some openings. If folks want to reach out to me, please do. We'll get you set up and we'll go out and catch some fish, chase some ducks, have a good time.
You know, Captain Dave, every week I keep waiting for you to tell me that it's time to put the crab traps away, but is there still time to enjoy some of those big fat crabs that you've been catching all summer and fall?
Yeah, there are. I tell you, I'm still recommending topless traps in 15 foot of water. That's the key. That's the little bit warmer water. You got to be in those depths, but we're running out of time. They're not going to last much longer.
Now, what's the significance of the topless trap as opposed to, you know, just dropping bait?
Yeah, so you don't want to be using trot lines and things like that right now. They just don't work at that depth, because what happens is, as the crab is coming up towards the surface, they tend to let go before getting to that surface. 15 foot of water is a long way to be holding on to that bait. They tend to lose interest and let go before they get there. So you definitely want to go with your topless traps. You can get them up and fill that basket. And I tell you, they are heavy and delicious right now. I know people aren't thinking about crabs, but it's a great time to go out and get yourself some crabs. Gary, I got to get myself going because I got the kids coming into the lodge right now. So as always, folks, please remember, take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.